KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Water heaters are just plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit moneypit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Abitron Restoration Products, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Schluter, and Riverbend Home. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to what we hope for you is another beautiful spring day and a great opportunity to take on projects around your home, inside or out. Whether you're sprucing up your kitchen, your bath, your basement, whether you're building out a deck or cleaning a patio, if you've got a project on your to-do list, we'd love to give you a hand with tips and ideas to help you get that job done once, done right, so you can move on to the more relaxing parts of your spring day. Coming up on today's show, the spring real estate market is well underway, and we're seeing more and more urban dwellers heading to the suburbs to get some more space and maybe a little peace and quiet. And if you're ready to sell your home in the suburbs, we're going to share four easy projects you can do in a single weekend to boost curb appeal and land a buyer quicker than the competition.
And if you ever had a major storm hit your house, you know that a home, which is usually safe, sound, secure, and dry, can quickly turn into a leaking mess. That's why when the storm passes, it's important to give it a thorough check. We're going to walk you through it.
And also, head rot happens. And when it does, the longer you wait to repair it, well, the faster it gets worse. But there's really no need to put it off because products now exist that can restore the strength to weak rotted wood. We're going to share those details in just a bit.
But first, we're here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a big project, we can help you save time, money, and hassles.
So help yourself first by reaching out to us with your questions. A couple of ways to get in touch. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and we'll call you back the next time we produce the show, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Jay from Virginia on the line who's got a wiring question. What's going on?
Well, I just recently purchased the old family home place,
awesome.
Built in 1950, actually built by my grandparents. When I say built it, I mean they built it other than the bricks. I'm looking to do some updating. The house is very good structurally. We've recently replaced the old oil furnace with, you know, modern heat pump and everything. So we're good to go there, but the main part of the house still has the original non-grounded 1950s wiring in it.
Okay.
There is an addition in the back that was added about 30 years ago, and at that time, 200-amp service was brought in, and I guess a modern circuit breaker. So everything just kind of is subfed from that into the house. So I had an electrical contractor come in last week, look around, and I was thinking all the wiring would just need to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And he said no. He said if the wiring itself isn't causing you problems, then he would advise to just simply put arc fault circuits in the breaker.
Yep.
And maybe split out a couple of circuits if needed, and yep. I should be okay. And I wanted your opinion on that.
Yeah, you're dealing with a real professional there. That's excellent advice. I mean, your wiring is grounded through the neutral, the 1950s wiring, but doesn't have a separate third ground wire. But what he's suggesting is a very common application where essentially, if you put the arc fault breaker, which for those that are unfamiliar, a ground fault detects diversion of current to ground source, which is what happens if you're getting a shock. And an arc fault does that, plus it monitors the wiring for overheating and turns it off. So that's a really smart thing to do. And by putting it at the panel, it can be wired in such a way that it covers the entire circuit. So that is a smart thing. It's going to save you some money and make the house a lot safer.
Sounds great. So it, once he does that work, if I get that done, then I can go to the outlets, and I have replaced them over the last few months with brand-new two-prong outlets. But could I then replace those with three-prong and be safe?
No.
No?
Because you don't have three-prong outlets. You don't have a third wire. So you're always going to have the two-prong outlets.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it. Sounds great.
Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much.
Penny in Missouri is on the line with a question about a pilot light that just seems to need some fixing. What's going on, Penny?
So I have a Magic Chef natural gas stove, and my oven won't light. And I think it's the pilot light. I wondered if they could be replaced.
Yes, pilot lights can be replaced. In fact, I replaced one on my GE range not too long ago. You have to make sure that you purchase the correct pilot light. And I found it very helpful that in my case, for my particular model, because it was a little tricky, that I just did a little Googling online, and I found basically a step-by-step on how to do that that was submitted by one of the commenters on Amazon. And it saved me a lot of trouble because there was a piece that I thought I had to kind of get through to get to the pilot, and turned out I didn't have to do that at all. So I learned something. I see you guys think that I know it all. I certainly don't. I'm very happy to take that advice. So I will say that you can find pilot lights online, and a lot of the services that sell them, when you enter your model number, will make sure it fits. Penny, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Scott in Iowa on the line who needs help with a painting project. Tell us what you're working on.
I just recently bought a rental house, and the plaster, it's an older home, and the plaster was falling off the house. Well, the guy I bought it from had repaired it, but if you look at it, it's falling out in some areas and falling back in some areas. And I was just wondering, would I have to re-drywall it, or is there a cheaper and easier way to fix that?
How much of this exists? Is there a lot of this that's where the plaster seems to be loose?
Throughout the whole house.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a problem because it's going to be dangerous. What happens is the plaster, when it's applied over something called wood lath, which are like thin strips of wood, kind of look like those sticks we use to hold up garden plants and tomatoes and things like that. And the plaster expands to behind the lath, and it sort of locks in place. But over the years with an old house, those keyways, we call them, loosen up, and then the plaster is not attached to the wall anymore. So you are looking at a situation where the walls are going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And if it's the ceiling that's loose, it could be dangerous because when that plaster falls, it's really, really heavy. I've seen it dent floors and certainly could hurt somebody. So now we have the question is, what's the best way to deal with this? Should I tear the plaster out? Should I drywall over? I've done it both ways. I've come to the conclusion after trying it this way for many years that the best thing to do is to put drywall on top of the plaster, not tear it out, for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's less messy. Secondly, that even when you tear out the lath and the plaster, you'll find that the studs from the old house behind it are not very even. So when you put drywall up, it tends to warp sometimes. So what I would do is I would attach new drywall over the plaster. You can use 3/8 inch thick drywall too. You don't even need to use 1/2 inch drywall. And then by attaching from the drywall through the plaster into the studs, you'll help secure that loose plaster so you won't have any further movement in that room. That would be my recommendation.
That works out.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You guys, it's May. Can you believe it? How exciting. We're getting super close to Memorial Day, so I imagine you've got a lot of things you want to tackle outside at your Money Pit. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
And just ahead, did you know one simple improvement can boost your curb appeal and increase the safety of your home at the same time? We'll share that tip and more ways to add value to your home with ideas from the experts at RiverbendHome.com next.
The Money Pit is presented by Schluter Systems. If you're installing tiles in a shower or anywhere in your home, Schluter will make your project look better, perform better, and last longer. From floor warming to shower drains and waterproofing, it's Schluter Systems.
You live in a money pit.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more. We're all spending more time in our backyards. Use RumbleStone from PaveStone and create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. RumbleStone from PaveStone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we invite you to join us on the Money Pit podcast. New episodes released every Monday and Thursday with tips and ideas to help you tackle the projects of the week, save you money, and you'll get the first crack at our giveaways and sweepstakes. You can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Pat in Louisiana is on the line and needs some help with a cleaning project. What can we do for you?
We had our carpet cleaned about a year ago. And in this bedroom, we have a heavy, clear plastic mat that goes underneath the computer chair.
Okay.
Well, recently I moved it over a bit, and I noticed that it was wet underneath it. There's no leak in the roof. Water hasn't come in the house. So the only thing that can be is a year ago, the water from the carpet cleaning surface got underneath this mat, and it's been there all this time. So we cut out a large circle, like a 5-foot circle, and got all the part out that was wet. So we're going to have to replace the carpet and the pad. But on the concrete, the bare concrete, there are some spots of discoloration. So I don't know if that's mold or mildew. My question is, how do I clean that concrete before we have the new carpet installed?
The concrete spots, if anything, are mineral salt deposits. It's not mold.
Okay.
And so it's really cosmetic at this point. If you can wash it down with a vinegar and water solution, it'll melt the mineral salt deposits away. But the other thing that occurs to me is sometimes concrete will draw moisture into a house. And so if anywhere near that area outside, you've got water that ponding or collecting, it's possible for the concrete to sort of draw that moisture up into the slab and across, and it may not have been able to evaporate where the pad was covering the concrete, which is why that area stayed damp, whereas the other area dried out. So there may be a different explanation as to why that stayed wet. One of the things that you might want to do, since you have the carpet pulled all the way back, is to paint the concrete. Paint that area with an epoxy paint that will seal in that concrete and stop some of the evaporation if the moisture is being drawn through it and up into the floor surface.
So should we paint the whole room? We don't have all of the carpet up yet. We just cut out the middle part.
Well, if you're going to take all the carpet up, then paint the whole floor. If you're only going to take part of it up, then just paint what you can get to. But I would definitely paint the floor.
Okay.
That'll do it. Pat, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Ralph in Missouri who's working on a ceiling project. Tell us what's going on.
There's two rooms upstairs. And the one side I've changed into a bedroom and put a bathroom up there. The other one, I'd like to take the existing ceiling out and put a cathedral ceiling in. I just want to open the room up. The ceilings are kind of low now. Somebody put suspended ceilings in there, which...
made it even lower.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's got the old tongue and, or lath and plaster walls and ceilings and all that. So I guess they didn't want to go to the mess. So what do? You just stick up a suspended ceiling. But anyway, I'd like to take the existing ceiling joists out and maybe not use the, you know, the rafters for the cathedral ceiling, but add some new rafters to kind of follow the outline of the roof line. Mm-hmm. But I just want to make sure that if I pull these joists or ceiling joists out of here, that the house isn't going to fall down. You know what I mean? The walls aren't going to bow out and fall out on me.
Well, the house may not fall down, but the roof might collapse. That's not any better. You see, look, if you've got a very high-pitched roof like that, and that roof is resting on the top plate of the exterior wall, and you take the ceiling joists away, those serve the purpose of tying those exterior walls into the rest of the house. Now, it doesn't mean you can't do it, but you just can't do it without somehow replacing that structural element. I would recommend that you not do this yourself, that you get help from an architect to design this, because it's a little more complicated than what you might think. It's easy to cut stuff away. It's not so easy to put it back together in the right way. And when it comes to this kind of modification, it's got to be done just right. There's other issues too. Now, you're going to have to make sure that this cathedral ceiling is properly ventilated and properly insulated. And that's going to take some work. Otherwise, you're going to add an energy leaking hassle to your home that won't bode well. And you might want to think about adding some additional lighting like a skylight or something of that nature. So it's a project that can be done, but it's a little more complicated than meets the eye. I would get some professional design help on this, not just get out the old sawzall and start cutting things out of the way.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's good advice.
All right, Ralph, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, the spring real estate market is well underway, and more urban dwellers than ever are heading to the suburbs. They're looking for space and tranquility. So if you're ready to sell your home, we've got four easy projects from the experts at RiverbendHome.com that you can do in a weekend to boost the curb appeal and land a buyer quicker than the competition. First of all, start at your driveway. You want to make sure that your address stands out for potential buyers touring your street, maybe get a new mailbox. Riverbendhome.com featured dozens of decorative mailbox post designs with many ornate posts made from high-quality polyethylene, which isn't going to rot and it will need very little maintenance. You can add some colorful flowers around the base to deliver an amazing first impression.
Now, speaking of color, you can also create color with window boxes and planters. These can really make your home pop and are easy to add and to maintain. So check out the line of mains planters at riverbendhome.com. You'll find window boxes and planters for porches or deck railings and a wide selection of low-maintenance containers for flowers and trees that can dress up your doorway with durable, low-maintenance style. And next, if you want to make one simple improvement that can dress up your curb appeal and your safety at the same time, you can add a bold, beautiful set of house numbers. Not only does it make your home stand out, it assures emergency services could find your home fast if the need arises.
Lastly, step up your landscape lighting. Adding low-voltage landscape lighting is a project that you can do yourself to create a warm, inviting first impression to your home, and you want to make sure that your walkways, steps, and porch are safely lit for visitors. Now, you can complete your curb appeal updates with a new porch swing or a rocker to create an inviting entryway. If you want some more tips to spruce up your curb appeal, unique finds for the inspired home, and everything that you need to create your outdoor oasis, visit riverbendhome.com. And now through May 31st, you can save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15. Michelle in Alabama, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Okay, well, we live in a home that was built in the early 70s. And two of the bedrooms, we are having like a mold issue, and it's just above the baseboards. And I've actually cut into the sheetrock thinking that maybe it's some moisture from the outside coming through, but it's not. There's no mold inside. It's just like in the room. And I don't know what's causing it or how to even fix it.
And are you certain that it's mold? Have you had it tested?
Well, yeah, it's like a... We had a piece of furniture there, a dresser there, and we moved it, and we were, like, totally shocked that there was, like, it was black and fuzzy. It was no, you know, it was mold.
So if you had this furniture against the wall, you probably created sort of a chilly, damp area there. Moving the furniture out probably helps because you get a little more ventilation behind it. But what I would do is I would spray that mold down with a bleach and water solution so that we kill anything that's there, protect the carpet. Because obviously you don't want to bleach out your carpet, but spray it down, let the bleaching water sit for a while, maybe 10, 15 minutes, and then clean it. And that will stop any further mold from growing. And just try to keep that area dry. If it's very damp and if the furniture was pressed up against it, that might be why it's happening. What kind of furniture was against it?
It was really like a child's dresser.
Okay, so it was like wood. It wasn't like a couch or something like that?
No, it was wood, yeah.
Yeah. So take a look at the back of that, too, and make sure if there's any mold spores on that they're cleaned as well.
All right, thanks for your help.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, if you've ever had a major storm hit your house, you know that a home that's usually very safe, very dry, very secure, can pretty much quickly turn into a leaking mess. That's why when that storm passes, it's really important to give it a thorough check. We're going to walk you through how to do just that after this.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit bescout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit bescout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti with today's tip of the day. By keeping your indoor air healthier, you can keep your family healthier too. Follow these tips to keep everyone in your home and the air you're breathing in top shape. Filtering the air with a purifier helps remove a large number of impurities that your furnace and cooling unit filter cannot. Keep your home's humidity level at a recommended 35 to 40%. Declare your home a smoke-free zone and leave doors between rooms open whenever possible for better air circulation. Leave windows open when temperatures allow. Install and use exhaust fans in bathrooms to remove excess moisture and chemical vapors. Check cleaning products for toxic ingredients and switch to non-toxic instead. Trap dust and other particles by vacuuming frequently with a central vacuum system or unit with a HEPA filter. Just a few easy steps will help your house and everyone in it breathe easier. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are real experts that deliver real advice, and that is what is unique about the Money Pit. We don't just play home improvement experts on the weekend. We really do this stuff and have for many, many years, and we love helping you with your projects. So if you need a hand, reach out to us at 888 Money Pit or post your questions at moneypit.com.
All right, now we've got David on the line. Welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, my wife and I are in the process of building a new house. We're 6 months into this project, so we're ready to finish our basement floor. And we're not sure whether we should use floor paint or if we should go with the epoxy paint.
All right, now what's your wife's name?
Sharon.
Sharon, are you listening into this?
I am, sir.
All right, now what's your take on this? Because we figure there's a bet involved here.
Well, originally we were looking at polished concrete, but I went to look at some and I was told that you have to redo the polish every so often, and I would like something that I don't have to do every so often.
Anytime you put any kind of finish on concrete, you're going to have to redo it from time to time. So no matter which way we go with polished concrete or with paint, you're going to have to redo it. But Leslie, I'm thinking that this is a situation where Sharon and David may want to try an acid staining.
Well, we considered the acid stain, and that was something that we kind of ruled out.
Okay, why was that?
The reason being because of the smell.
Why do you want to paint it? Why don't you do something like a laminate that can basically sit on top of the concrete if it's really finished space?
It's radiant heat floor, and we were told that the best thing to do would not be to cover it with anything.
No, I think you could put laminate flooring on that. Since it's really finished living space, I mean, when you say concrete floor, I'm thinking basement, but this is really finished space, so you want something that's going to be warmer. So I think laminate might be a good choice for you. Laminate basically locks together and sits on top of the concrete, and the radiant heat will transmit up through that laminate and still warm the floor. I would take a look at laminate because it can look like pretty much anything. You can get laminate that looks like hardwood floor, any variety of hardwood floor, new floor, old floor, aged floor, bamboo floor, all kinds of crazy species of wood. You can also get all kinds of all types of stone floor looks, or even something that looks like tile or looks like vinyl. It's all available today in laminate. Super durable stuff and easy to install. I think that's your solution. Will that keep the marriage going?
How did you know?
David and Sharon, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you've ever had a major storm hit your house, you know that a home, which is generally safe and sound and secure, even dry, can quickly turn into a leaking mess.
That's right. And it's especially true when the wind gets behind all that water and the rules of gravity no longer apply. I mean, upside down rain is not uncommon. When it hits your roof, bounces off, pushes up under the siding, it's a real mess. And that's why after that storm passes, it's really important to give the house a careful inspection.
Yeah, now I think, Tom, obvious damage from a storm like a broken window, that stuff is really easy to spot. But if you're not looking closely, little problems could be missed, and then those are the problems that develop into big repair bills later, right?
Absolutely. Like wind and water can combine to do a lot of structural and mechanical damage to your house, as well as lead to stuff like mold-related problems. So quick action is really key here. So here's a few things to look for. First of all, wind damage. High winds can rip through that outer skin of your house and cause damage. So during your inspection, you want to make sure you are examining every side of your house from the ground up. You want to check for loose siding, loose metal trim, loose soffits, pieces that have blown off. Now, if these areas are too hard for you to see, get a pair of binoculars and use those. Don't go up on the roof. We don't want you to do anything dangerous. But you can see a lot with a pair of binoculars or even a digital camera with a zoom lens. Look carefully at those surfaces to see if anything looks like it's amiss. Next, you want to take a look at the foundation, because when you have a lot of water that accumulates around the house, the foundations can become weak. So look very carefully for any new cracking, new bulging, new settling. And then make sure you check it again in a few weeks, because sometimes soil takes that much time to settle and the damage can show up a little bit later. Now, if you have any flooding, especially anything that's covering electrical components like outlets or appliances or switches, that has to be replaced. Any wire that's gotten wet has to be replaced, because contaminants in the water can cause some pretty serious damage to sensitive electrical components and lead to overheating. Likewise, if your basement's been flooded, that's a concern, but it's not one that you should panic over. A lot of folks will panic because their basement flooded in a severe storm. No, that's just the rain and the water accumulation around the foundation. So you don't have to hire a waterproofer. You just got to clean your gutters and extend those downspouts, and it's not likely to happen again. And when it comes to cleaning up that mess, make sure you use a disinfectant because you don't know what was floating around. There's plenty of environmentally sensitive options out there. So make sure you disinfect everything that may have been affected by flood water.
All right, that's super smart. Now, say you find some damage and you want to file an insurance claim. Do you have to wait until that insurance adjuster gets there to start cleaning up, or are there steps you can take in advance of that person arriving?
Yeah, great question. You don't have to wait for the adjuster to get there to start cleaning up. You don't want to make permanent repairs or major repairs until you have an agreement in place with your insurance company. But certainly any repairs that are necessary to prevent further damage should be done, like covering a broken window or covering a leaking roof that's had the shingles torn off. Do all that. Take pictures before you get started. Take pictures after you're done. Keep all your receipts, and then you can work that out with the insurance adjuster. And speaking of which, when the insurance adjuster comes out, if you're unhappy with the settlement that they offer you, you don't have to take it. Don't feel like you're forced to. You have the option always to hire a private or what's called a public insurance adjuster. These guys work for you, and they work usually on a percentage of the claim, and they're basically trained to find every single thing that needs to be done to set your house whole again, I mean, down to the coats of paint, and they won't miss it. They'll write up those estimates, and then your settlement will be based on that. And very often, the insurance adjusters that are public and they work for you can get you a better settlement than those that work for the insurance companies themselves.
Darlene in Arkansas, you've got the money, but how can we help you today?
Well, we heat our house with wood, and our fireplace bricks are real cream, light cream colored, and they're very roughly textured. My question is, the soot, you know, above the fireplace doors, soot gets in the brick and embedded in there, and I've tried to scrub it out with everything I can think of other than muriatic acid, and I know I can't use that in the house. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried TSP, which stands for trisodium phosphate, and it's sort of like a cleaning prep step when you've got, you know, some really sticky stuff that won't come off?
Yeah, I think I did some time back, but maybe I should use a stronger solution instead of, you know, it says not to use it the way it comes out of the bottle.
Well, what you can do with TSP is it comes in a powder format, and it's available in the painting aisle generally of the home stores.
Uh-huh.
And I would just mix it up so that it's more of a paste than a liquid and apply it that way and let it sit there and give it some time to do its job.
All right, that sounds great.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. The Angie app helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair. Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Well, rotted wood can get expensive to fix, especially if your only choice is to tear it out and then replace those rotted elements. Well, now there are products available that can restore rotted wood quickly and easily and without the need to replace it. We're going to share this trick of the trade next.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work, but that's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today. Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at riverbendhome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more. Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV, but there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, whether you're doing or dreaming, the Money Pit podcast can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast. Randy in Illinois is on the line with a kitchen cabinet question. How can we help you today?
I recently purchased a home and it had some all wood cabinets in the kitchen. And they're half bisque color and they're half of a whiter color depending on which part of the cabinet you look at, and I'm trying to figure out a way to get them back to either all one color or the lighter version.
What's the material that your cabinets are made out of?
I believe it's oak, but it could be pine.
Well, assuming that the oak is finished, one of the issues that you're going to have is that you can't really stain it and change the color. So you'd have to either paint it or you'd have to sand it down. Since most of those cabinets are covered with veneer, it makes it also difficult for you to be able to sand enough of that finish off to have it accept stain. So your resulting options would be to reface the cabinets, which is adding new veneer to it, or to paint the cabinets to get that consistent look.
Okay. That sounds good. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Well, as we moved our furniture out to the front porch this weekend, I noticed that one of the columns looked a little caved in along the bottom, and sure enough, I grabbed it with my hand and pulled off a chunk of wet, rotted, disgusting wood. Now, in the past, I had to fix this by removing all the rotted wood and sort of replacing that wood, rebuilding the whole thing. But instead, this time I used a set of products from Abitron that really helped me avoid that hassle.
Yeah, now I've used Abitron's wood restoration system too, which really consists of two products, liquid wood and wood epox. Now the liquid wood is an epoxy-based wood hardener, and it basically consolidates and pulls together all of that weak deteriorated wood and then restores that wood's strength. Now, if the rot is so bad that you're actually missing sections of the wood, you can use Wood Epox, which is a lightweight epoxy wood filler. Then you can patch, fill, and rebuild the sections of the wood that you're missing.
Yeah, so big advantage here is that with both these products, you can make very cost-effective repairs to your windows or doors or columns and really any other wood around your house without the expense of replacing it. They're structural, they're not going to shrink, they're DIY friendly, and they really do give you professional results. You'll find Abitron's wood restoration system at Ace, True Value, Benjamin Moore Paint, and other retailers, or you can buy it online at abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com.
Bob in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a friend who has a house with a metal roof on it. His cell service is pretty severely impacted every time somebody tries to call him on his cell phone when he's inside his house.
First off, your cell is probably always, very frequently, I should say, inside buildings that have metal roofs. I mean, think about your church, your post office, your bank, you know, restaurants. There's a lot of metal roofs out there. And if he's having a problem just in his own house, I would suspect that the signal is weak to begin with. And I think the solution is a little device called a cell phone booster. You know, a booster can be basically plugged into the house, inside the house, and it can like double or triple the range of the phone. So if I was having that issue, I would just get a cell phone booster, install it in my house. It's not a very expensive piece of equipment, and solve my problem once and for all.
Okay, interesting. But I just wondered about that.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Coming up, we're going to help one Money Pit listener find a mysterious leak. Now that the water bill's going up, there's definitely something going on. So stick around.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us. If you've got questions, head on over to MoneyPit.com. You can post them to us right there. And also take the opportunity to search for your questions on MoneyPit.com. Because guess what? If you got this question, I bet you somebody else did. There are over 11,000 posts there with answers to how-to projects and problem solutions. You'll probably find your answer right there on our website.
Alex wants to know the best way to determine and locate a pipe that's leaking under the concrete slab foundation of his home. Now, he says, over the past several months, our water bill has increased mid-100s for 2 months to over $400. I also can faintly hear the sound of water running when I'm in our guest bath. Is there a service that can detect and help locate such a leak?
Yeah, well, first of all, Alex, I am not convinced that a leak is occurring underneath the slab of your home. But I will kind of walk you through how you can prove this for yourself. To do this, what you need to do is turn off all of the water fixtures and faucets inside the house. And especially turn off the water supply valves that are feeding the toilets. Don't just not flush the toilets, but turn the water valves off behind them. Because my guess is that your problem is a leaking flush valve. And that's probably what you're hearing when you're in that bathroom. A little tiny bit of water leaks under that valve 24/7. That ends up being hundreds and hundreds of gallons of water that leaks. And it's a common issue. And it's an easy fix. But once you've got that all turned off, you want to find your water meter and note exactly what it says. And note the time you took that reading. So the digits are going to be on the meter. Write it down. Then do something out of the house for a few hours. Or you can run the test overnight, but don't use any water while it's happening. You've got to leave it all off. Now, after a few hours, go back and look at that meter again. See if it changed. If it changed and you weren't running anything and you did everything I said and turned it all off, then, yeah, maybe you got a pipe leak somewhere, but I don't think it will. I think what you're going to find is that your leaks are probably in your toilets. Now, to prove that, what you could do is you could take some food coloring, open up the toilet tank, and drop some food coloring in that water. Close it back up, wait 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and then look in the bowl. I bet you're going to see that food coloring end up in the bowl. And the only way that's happening, my friend, is if those flush valves are leaking. So check your toilets. You can go through that procedure to use the meter to see if you got a leak, but I think you can find that those toilets are the problem, and that's an easy fix. Very inexpensive job for a plumber to do.
All right, next up, Mark is having a drainage problem, and he says, our house is roughly 30 years old, and the area between our driveway and foundation has settled probably 4 to 6 inches. I'm concerned about water and pooling and putting constant stress on the foundation.
Yeah, it's a fair concern, and settlement around those areas is not unusual. Of course, if you have the opportunity to restore, add more grade there, you can't just do it with gravel. You got to take the gravel out and then add soil to slope it away. And you may be able to do that, and that will solve the whole problem. But if you can't, I'll tell you a way to put in a drain underneath that. There's a product called Easy Drain, which is kind of like a curtain drain. It's a tube that's about roughly 6 inches wide. It's surrounded by what looks like a sort of styrofoam aggregate, like a packing peanut, and then a filter cloth, and you lay that under the soil, and then the water that collects there runs into the Easy Drain and then runs out the other end. So one of two ways, either by regrading or by installing that curtain drain, you can solve this for good.
All right, good point. And then you can definitely relax about the state of your foundation.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope that we've been able to help you take on some projects, get some ideas, some inspiration for stuff you'd like to get done around your house. If you've got questions that we couldn't get to, we apologize. You can shoot those to us at MoneyPit.com. Just post them to the website or call us anytime at 1-888-MONEYPIT. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Scotland's growing governing Scottish National Party is on course to win its fourth straight parliamentary election. The party's anticipated inability to secure a majority could complicate its ambition to hold another referendum on the country's independence from the UK. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says the immediate priority on her return to power would be steering Scotland through the pandemic, but the legitimacy of an independent referendum remains.
It looks as if it is beyond any doubt that there will be a pro-independence majority in that Scottish Parliament. And by any normal standard of democracy, that majority should have the commitment it made to the people of Scotland honoured.
Now, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has the ultimate authority whether or not to permit a referendum, and so far he's refused to consider it, which sets up the possibility of renewed tensions between his government and Sturgeon's devolved administration. The Justice Department sending a strong signal about its priorities lately, and just over the past 2 weeks, the department's opened investigations of police in Louisville, Kentucky, and in Minneapolis. Attorney General Merrick Garland making good on his confirmation promise to refocus the department around civil rights. The Republican-controlled Arizona Senate tells the Justice Department ballots it's recounting from last November's presidential election are secure, and the department's worries about voter intimidation are unfounded.
The letter from the state Senate president comes days after the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division sought assurances that 2.1 million ballots from the state's most populous county were secured as federal law requires.
And Ken Lorman reports the Justice Department also claimed that contacting voters during the election audit could amount to illegal voter intimidation. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Palestinian worshippers clashed with Israeli police at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. That's a major holy site that's sacred to both Muslims and Jews.
The confrontations mark an escalation of weeks of violence in Jerusalem that has been reflected across the region. The Palestinian Red Crescent Emergency Service said 136 people were wounded in clashes with police there and elsewhere in Jerusalem, including 83 who were hospitalized. It says most were wounded in the face and eyes by rubber-coated bullets and shrapnel from stun grenades. Israel said six police officers were wounded. I'm Zaria Shakli.
European Union leaders cranked up criticism of the U.S. call to waive COVID-19 vaccine patents, arguing the move would yield no short-term or intermediate improvement in vaccine supplies. In fact, could have a negative impact. More at townhall.com. A Washington state man is accused of defying federal regulations, limiting the number of people who can hike rim to rim at Grand Canyon National Park.
Joseph Don Mount of Chehalis organized a trip in October with more than 150 people who hiked from the canyon's north rim to the more popular south rim. He's accused of a handful of misdemeanors that each carry as much as 6 months in jail and possible $5,000 fines. A special use permit is required for groups of 12 to 30 people in normal years. Larger groups are simply not allowed, even if they split up. The park has further restricted group sizes during the pandemic. On top of all this, he illegally charged fees for his hike. Patrick Frost reporting.
Miami-based Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings says they will keep their ships out of Florida after Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation banning businesses from requiring customers show proof of vaccination against COVID-19. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Well, Leslie, Americans love remodeling Home Sweet Home. You know it's a $150 billion a year industry?
But are you remodeling to pump up your resale price or to settle in for the long term? Well, before you shell out several thousand bucks, plan accordingly.
Read our guidelines for making your remodeling project pay off when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MoneyPit.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Abitron Restoration Products, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Schluter, and Riverbend Home. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects that you'd like to get done around your house. What are you working on this spring? What are you planning for the summer? We'll help you get it done. Call us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com or reach out to us at facebook.com/themoneypit or on Instagram. Coming up this hour, a pizza garden is a fun way to get the whole family involved in gardening. You know, the kids get a kick out of growing their own food, and then they'll be able to eat it. It's also a great way for parents to sneak in some veggies, always important. So we're going to walk you through exactly what you'll need to grow your very own pizza garden in your backyard.
I was going to say, I'm very curious how you're going to grow the dough, Tom, but I'm going to stick around.
Yeah, that's the best part. We're going to use the rest of the yard to grow wheat. It's a very big project.
Oh, my goodness. That is a long time project in the making. All right, also coming up, when you pop out of bed in the morning and you head for that first shower of the day, there's nothing nicer than stepping out onto a heated, warm tile floor to kind of soften that blow of the start of your day. Well, if you're a DIYer or a pro, for as little as $525, you can purchase all of the components that you need to create a warm floor.
And if you'd like to add hardwood floors to your home, there's a new style of pre-finished hardwood that's out right now. It's a collection where the boards have been shaped using wire brushing and scraping and cross-hatching techniques that gives them a very classic seasoned look from the moment they're installed. We'll explain more in just a bit.
But first, we want to hear about your projects. What are you guys working on? I mean, we are getting into the almost summer season, the official kickoff Memorial Day weekend. And now that we're all getting vaccinated and we can get together, I bet you want to make sure that your yard looks amazing to show off. So let us give you a hand.
Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Rick in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, yes, I have a question about a bedroom wall. I'll tell you real quick what I have. It's a cinder block wall, and on the outside of it is a stone facing, and then on the inside they just had furring strips and then plaster. So no insulation, and it's very cold in the winter. So what we're doing, we're tearing down the plaster. We're going to frame it out. We're going to put, I guess it's R19, I think it is, in there, and then drywall it. But my question is, we were talking about putting a thermal barrier onto the block itself, and I guess I have a couple of questions or concerns. A, is it going to be worth it? Is it going to raise the R value any? And B, there's not really going to be an air cavity. It's just going to be the thermal barrier on the wall, and then the insulation is going to be touching that, so I'm kind of afraid it's going to act more of a conductor.
Well, what you might want to think about using there is Tyvek.
On the inside.
Yeah, on the inside. It's vapor permeable, so I think it'll allow everything to breathe, but it'll keep some separation between the block and the frame. And by the way, you'd be wise to leave at least an inch there in between and not have it up against the block, because you really don't want to have an organic material like wood, and certainly not drywall, that close to a very damp source, which will be the concrete block. Because concrete blocks are very hydroscopic. They suck up a lot of water, and especially in, you know, periods of bad weather. So you do want to have a bit of a space there. But I think that I would cover the block first with Tyvek, then I'd frame up against that. Now, another option to kind of kill two birds with one stone is to consider spray foam insulation. If you did spray foam insulation, you could frame the wall, and then you could spray into the framing right up against the block wall, and then it would be cut flush with the wall, and you would put your drywall right on top of that. Now, spray foam has the advantage of being able to not only insulate but seal and draft proof at the same time. We recently added spray foam insulation to our entire home. Now, we have an existing home much like you, and, of course, it makes it difficult to get into the walls. But what we did was we put it in the box beams, which all the way around the sort of the perimeter of the basement and crawl space, and we added it to the attics. And just those areas, without even doing the walls, because we weren't opening the walls at this time, made a huge difference in the energy efficiency of the house. So I'm a big fan of Isonene, I-C-Y-N-E-N-E, as a result of that experience.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even think about anything like that. I have to check into that. Do you know, well, I guess I'd have to look that up online or whatever if there's somebody around my area.
I'm sure that there will be. Isonene is a Canadian company, but they have dealers all across the country.
Now, if I didn't do that and I put the frame, the stud up to the block wall, you said to leave an inch. What would you recommend? How would you do that?
I would just simply frame the wall out away from the block.
Okay.
Don't attach the frame wall to the block wall, because I'll tell you, some of the worst cases of mold infestation we've seen is when you have wood framing attached to block walls and drywall, which is essentially mold food. In fact, one other thing you might want to consider is to not use drywall on that wall, but use something called Dens Armor, which is a fiberglass-faced drywall product. So without the paper face, you don't have food to feed the mold. Make sense?
All right, well, thank you very much.
Rick, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Pam in Illinois on the line dealing with a flat roof. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
We are having a problem finding a leak on our roof. We have a roof that's flat, but it has a slope to it. We have our air conditioning units that sit up there along, you know, with the roofing vents. We've used that white vinyl, you know, to seal it. It's a rolled roofing, you know. We've sealed it with a white vinyl. Around the air conditioning units and the vents, we've used the black mastic tape, but we can't seem to get, you know, to seal them. So do you have any suggestions, something that would work?
So do you know where the leak is?
Well, we're thinking around the vent or the air conditioning unit.
Have you tried to take a garden hose up there and strategically sort of flood that suspected area to see if you can cause the leak to happen?
No, we haven't.
So that might be a good next step. Start low on the roof because it's sloped, and flood that area with the garden hose for 15 or 20 minutes. And then if nothing happens, you know, move it up a few feet and a few feet and a few feet to see if you can narrow down the exact area where the leak is happening.
You've got a difficult situation, Pam, because, first of all, rolled roofing is the weakest roofing material out there when it comes to low-slope roofs. Secondly, you've got an air conditioning compressor on the roof, probably sitting on 4x4s or something of that nature. So when the where the air conditioner sits, as it goes on, it vibrates. And so that vibration breaks down that roofing material, makes it really difficult for you to get something that's leak-free. If the roof was built in a different way, and by that I mean if the roll roofing was stripped off right down to the sheathing, and the roof was built with maybe like a rubberized roof or something of that nature, and there are special types of support mechanisms for air conditioners that have flashing built into them, you know, then you wouldn't be having this issue. So there's no easy way to kind of make this go away. All I can really suggest is that you strategically try to find out where this leak is and then focus your tarring application efforts right around those spaces. Unfortunately, it's not going to be easy to find it, but once you do, hopefully you can identify the weak link, and then as a matter of preventative maintenance, you can get up there and then reseal it every once in a while.
Okay. Well, you've certainly helped us and given us a lot of food for thought.
All right. Happy to do so. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We're standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, even pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, the best bribe ever for getting kids involved in gardening. A pizza garden. We're going to tell you how to plant your own pie next.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today. Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, the Money Pit podcast has been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time.
Woohoo!
Well, I know, it's amazing. It's awesome. Thanks, you guys. If you want some helpful how-to tips in every episode, be sure to follow our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Aaron in Louisiana is on the line. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a slab house that's about 35 years old, and it's showing signs of needing to be leveled. But I thought I heard on a previous show of yours that you do not recommend leveling a house, just fix the issues that come up as it needs it. And I didn't know if I heard correctly or not, so I thought I would call and ask about that.
Well, tell me, how much of a slope are you noticing throughout the property on the interior of the home?
No, we're seeing cracks in the walls, cracks in the ceiling, cracks in the floors.
Okay. Now, if you're seeing cracks in the walls and in the ceiling, are they sort of near a doorway or a window, or are they just square in the middle of stuff?
Well, there's a crack in the floor that's square in the middle of the floor. It extends out into we have a sliding glass door, and the brick above the sliding glass door is separated. And then we also see it, in rooms next to the wall, you know, where it's like, the house is shaped like a T, and where one part of the top of the T goes into the long part of the T, I can see it separating there against the, you know, in the ceiling.
You know, generally if you see cracks and they're by a door frame or a window, that's just general movement because of the opening in the envelope of the home, you know, being in a window opening or a doorway in an interior wall. Now, if you're seeing it like in the middle of the floor and above a door frame in brick, you might be concerned that there could be some structural issues going on. However, you might want to bring in a structural engineer. You bring in an engineer or even a home inspector, and for a couple of $100, they'll come in and look at these areas and diagnose specifically what's going on there. Because it could be something structural that could need to be fixed in, you know, a way that you can't just do by repairing the crack. Or it could just simply be natural settlement of the home over the duration of the home's lifespan. And that's easily fixable. But because you have a crack forming in the middle of a floor and that continues to a doorway, I would definitely bring in somebody who's a structural engineer, and they can write up a report on it. And the benefit of doing that is that when you do fix this, whatever the problem may be, you are going to have a full written pedigree of what you've done to the problem in the home, how you fixed it, and what everything was done correctly. This way, if you go to sell the home and somebody says, oh, I saw a crack, or whatever the situation might be, you can say, actually, this happened, we did this repair, and it's all square.
Okay.
You know, Aaron, some cracks are really typical wear and tear, so to speak, but this one definitely sounds like you need a pro to check it out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if your kids love pizza, creating a pizza garden is a really great way to get your kids involved in an outdoor project that you can plant right now and then really start enjoying it by midsummer. Now, kids really do get a kick out of growing their own food and then being able to eat it. And this is also a great way for parents to sneak some veggies into those dinners. I know how hard it can be to get them to eat the vegetables, but if you make it a fun pizza, I bet you they will eat it. And if they grow it themselves right in their own backyard, heck, they're going to eat the whole pie.
That's right. Now, to get started, you don't need a lot of space for a pizza garden. I mean, if you only have like a 4-foot by 4-foot area, that's just about perfect. And if you want to make it extra fine, you could even make it in a circle shape and then mark off the areas in wedges that resemble those pizza slices for a little more fun. Now, first off, you want to choose your tomatoes. This is really important because Roma tomatoes are the choice when you're making sauces. And if you want to go for the small compact garden inside that 4-foot area, you only need one plant. Another option, though, is to use cherry tomatoes. They're really fun because kids can pick them easily, and then you can just cut them in half and put them on top of your pizza.
Mm-hmm. And peppers. You got to grow peppers because they grow very easily and quickly, and you can choose a bunch of different varieties. You know, bell peppers are great, come in a bunch of different colors, but if your family likes a little spice, you can even go with a banana pepper. Anything that your local nursery sells is going to be a good fit for your yard because it's really meant for your area.
You know what pepper I want?
Which kind?
The sausage and pepper.
We cannot grow the sausage in the backyard either. What are you doing? But we can grow basil. I mean, basil is a great plant to grow. You can plant one or two. You can use it fresh or dry it for use later. I mean, I love growing basil plants because you can just snip off what you need. That plant is going to keep growing. It's sort of like the gift that keeps on giving.
Now, when you're deciding where to put the plants in your pizza garden, make sure you check the labels for the right spacing because some plants need a lot of space and some need a little bit of space. And you want to make sure you stake those plants that are going to need support, like tomatoes and peppers, to keep them up off the ground. And with the proper amount of space, it will also make them easier to harvest. So that's all there is to it. If you plant now, in a couple of months, you will start harvesting and enjoying your fresh pizza fixings.
Steve in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Looked outside this year, and we've got a building that was built in 1929. It's got a porch above the patio down below, and on the exposed joists, there's carpenter bees have put some holes in there, and we're looking for a way to eliminate carpenter bees and not necessarily poison everything in the neighborhood.
Well, part of what they're doing is, you know, they really enjoy eating this natural wood, so they're coming there because you've got something tasty to offer up, and, you know, it turns out that they love to bore these holes that are, like, perfectly 3/8 inches, you know, round. So you can do a couple of things. You can have it treated by a pest professional and then seal up those holes, and that should do the trick. But you're right, you know, chemicals are used, and that might not be what you have in mind. The other thing is you can cover that or replace that joist completely or whatever the support is with a synthetic wood or a composite that looks like wood, but it's not actually wood. It could be extruded PVC. It could be recycled plastics. This way, it looks like wood. It's doing the same job that the wood piece was. However, carpenter bees, carpenter ants, termites, whatever pests like to eat a natural source is wood, they're going to try it, they're not going to get into it, and they're going to be really confused and fly away and find somewhere else to eat.
Yeah, that sounds like an option. But yeah, I was wondering if there's something that, you know, that I assume that painting it would not make a difference. I didn't know if there was something that could be topically applied to it that would be environmentally friendly and keep the bees out.
Mm-mm. I've had them eat through the painted wood that makes up my entire screen and porch. And then what happens is they bore a hole, but they won't bore all the way through. They'll bore into the wood, even if it's just like a 1x6 or whatever. They find a way to bore into it and then bore through the wood itself and lay their eggs in there.
Okay. And it's amazing. It looks like you do. Somebody got out with a drill and drilled the hole in there.
It's just bizarre. It's perfect how they do it.
So essentially, the options of basically are having someone come out and treat it, or either covering or changing the material that's there.
Yeah, changing material is usually the best bet because they won't eat it. And then as an added benefit, you know, it doesn't require any maintenance except the occasional cleaning. You know, you're not going to be painting it all the time. It really is a win-win situation.
Okay.
Steve, I hope that takes care of those carpenter bees once and for all. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And the Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, a warmed tile floor is a luxury that's often found in the most expensive homes and certainly the fanciest of hotels. But Schluter has a system now that starts at only $525 and makes that luxury affordable for virtually any home. We're going to share the details next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti with today's tip of the day. Your plumbing system has many different valves, but knowing where the most important ones are can potentially save you thousands of dollars. The main water valve controls the flow of all water into your home and must work properly to prevent damage. First, find the valve. It's usually located on the lowest level of your home near the street. Test the valve to see if it turns off. There shouldn't be any leaks or running water, even if a faucet is turned on. Create a large tag and label it with the words main valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call because, guys, the Money Pit is about you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, or you're dealing with a repair, or even dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
Give us a call with your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Marie calling into the Money Pit with a cabinet question. How can we help you today?
I'm in a dilemma over kitchen cabinets. I really like this fairly contemporary look, but it's a slab. We're on the salt water, and I've been told to maybe stay away from a slab cabinet door because of the way it expands and shrinks. What's your opinion on that or your advice?
When you say slab, are you talking about like a full overlay?
No, it's an actual slab. I don't think it's an overlay or veneer at all.
I think you mean a solid wood door, one-piece wood door, as opposed to one that's made up of panels, like a raised panel door?
Yes, it's not a raised panel, but you can actually see the pieces of wood. Well, I guess they're glued together, but there's no raised panels or anything on it.
Yeah, it's a solid piece of wood. It's a laminated door, basically, solid pieces of wood glued together. I don't know. I mean, if the door is made right and the wood is dried when it was built and it's sealed properly, I don't think it's more or less likely to swell than a raised panel door would be.
You know, that makes total sense the way you put it that way. Why wouldn't they dry it out first and then seal
right.
it properly? Huh, I never even thought about it in that context.
You know, the boxes themselves that the cabinets are, you know, the cabinet box is going to be constructed out of, you know, a wood laminated ply, so or something that's more structurally stable. I don't think you have to be concerned about the door.
I think looking at it from that point of view, maybe I won't be. I've had people tell me that they're just going to get all warped, but why would they if it is like you said a reliable cabinet maker? I guess that would be the question.
Exactly, good quality cabinet should be dimensionally stable.
I agree with you. Oh, I found a beautiful door, and I think I might go for it then. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to add a little luxury to your tile or stone flooring, there's a really well-designed electric heating system available from Schluter, and it's called Dietra Heat. And it lets you very easily add the comfort of an electric floor warming system to any room of the home.
Now, the system consists of three components. You have a membrane that's installed on top of the subfloor. Then you have heating cables that are actually snapped into the top of that membrane. And then the thermostat, which controls the temperature of the floor. Now, the membrane is key here. It makes it easy to add those heating cables, and it helps prevent cracking of the tile or grout in the finished floor itself.
Yeah, in fact, Dietra Heat is the only electric floor warming system that directly incorporates the uncoupling technology, which uses a membrane to make sure the floors aren't susceptible to cracks in tiles or even in the grout. And another advantage of the Schluter system is that it's a thinner system, so it's much easier to match floor heights with adjoining rooms, even the hallways. Plus, there's a better heat transfer because those heating cables are right underneath your tiles.
Yeah, and those cables can be customized because you can basically place them wherever you want the heat. And there's also no leveling compounds required, which makes it for a very quick and easy installation. The Dietra Heat system is available for as little as $525. To learn more about the Schluter Dietra Heat, go to Schluter.com or call 800-472-4588.
Dennis in California is on the line with the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I have a house that was built in 1979, and it has T111 siding on it, and I'm wanting to change the siding on it. I want like a cement board lap siding, But my question is it practical or feasible to just Tyvek wrap over my T111 and then go ahead and put my new siding on top of that? Or will I be sandwiching against some problems?
Well, T111, for those that are unfamiliar, is essentially plywood siding. And it serves two purposes. It's the siding and it's the sheathing. So you do not have to remove that. Now, the downside is that you're going to have to pack out, so to speak, around the windows. The trim will, the windows will be a bit deeper than perhaps you've seen in the past. But that siding can stay just like that. You can put Tyvek over the siding and then over the existing T111 siding and then add your hardy plank over that. Just follow the manufacturer's installation instructions. But there's no reason for you to pull that plywood off because, frankly, if you did, I'm afraid that you'd have to replace it with just regular plywood, and there's really no point to that. The T111 serves a structural purpose as well as keeping the water out of your house.
Oh, you know, that makes sense. I didn't think that. It actually takes care of the shear, doesn't it?
It does. That's right. Mm-hmm. It protects it against the shear and the racking forces.
That makes sense. Okay, great. Now I have a direction to go. My concern was that if I put the solid, if I sandwich something in, would I, you know, sandwich against some moisture or anything like that? And I didn't want to create problems down the road.
Yeah, well, let's hope not. If you use good siding on top of Tyvek, I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, if you're planning to add new hardwood floors to your home, there's a new wide plank collection out now from LL Flooring that's beautiful, and it's so well made that it carries a 100-year transferable warranty. We're going to share those details next.
You live in a money pit.
Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Is your concrete, driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause that concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. The Angie app really helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus book and pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Lori in Ohio's on the line and needs some help in the yard. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Hi, this is Lori, and I actually have my grandson, Garrett, with me. And
Hi, Garrett.
Well, Garrett, welcome to the Money Pit.
Say hi to him.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
I actually have two grandsons. He's almost 7 and 1. He's almost 2. And we're excited for summer and want to do a lot of things outside. We want to do a sandbox sort of thing to play in, but we're kind of leery about using sand because we've heard about, you know, a lot of spiders, bugs, cats getting into it. And I just wonder if there's any kind of alternative out there that you know of that we could use instead of sand.
I mean, what's a sandbox without sand?
And the kids do love it so very much.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, listen, I mean, we had sandboxes when our kids were small, and we never had concerns about that. Now, I did have one that had a cover that went over it, so that kept the, you know, the cats out and that kind of thing. But I can't recall that we ever had any issues with insects or anything like that. I mean, the worst thing was if you forgot to put the cover on, you got a rainstorm and it flooded, and that would take a lot to get it dried out again. But I don't know that it's ever been really an issue. Maybe things are different down in Ohio, but I've never had an issue with it. Leslie, what about you?
I will say that when the kids were little, especially Charlie, when he was at his, you know, pre-K, so he's 3, 4, they had a sandbox. And my kid and, like, one other kid were always the only kids in the sandbox, and I always felt the judging looks from the other parents, like, they're in the sandbox. That's disgusting. Like, what? They love it.
Get that.
So, I mean, maybe I'm missing something on why people are so grossed out by them.
That's what I'm getting. Like, when my two sons were smaller, yeah, that was okay, and no one thought anything twice about it. But now that I'm a grandma and there's this new generation.
Oh, get ready to be judged, Grandma.
You're welcome to the judge generation.
Look online, and, you know, there's different stuff, but nothing that I just don't know about it, you know.
I would trust your decades of experience as a grandma, your decades of life experience you went through to get there, rather than any of this newfound advice from these new experts, also known as millennials.
Listen, the judgy looks only last so long. Plus, you can turn around.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, I just come up on your program one evening as I was driving to my grandson's karate class, and I thought, you know, this is the perfect. It was going through my mind, and I thought, I'm just going to call in. So I appreciate your opinion, and thanks for listening to me and giving me advice to stick to the old saying.
Well, we think Garrett has an awesome grandma, making sandboxes and taking the kids to karate. Very cool. He's a lucky boy. Well, thanks so much for calling us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, if you'd like to add beautiful hardwood floors to your home, there's a new collection out now from LL Flooring called Bellawood Artisan Shoreline Collection. Now, I love these designs because the boards have been shaped using a very subtle wire brushing, scraping, even a cross-hatched surfacing technique, and it gives them that character of a unique seaside community from the moment they've been installed. They just have that beautiful patina, like they are perfectly worn.
Yeah, and these floors are also a wide plank flooring. And when you have wide planks, you have fewer seams, and that gives you sort of an open feeling that can make your space seem larger. I also like that they're made in North America, they're made from premium North American hardwoods, and that they have the Bellawood matte finish. This is a pretty impressive finish for hardwood because not only does it resist stains and scuffs and scratches, it's backed up by a 100-year transferable residential warranty and another 5-year warranty if it has a commercial use. So they really stand behind the product.
I mean, that really is an amazing warranty. Now, you can find the Bellawood Artisan Shoreline Collection at all LL Flooring store locations nationwide and online at llflooring.com. Joel in Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a new home that's now 9 years old. From day one, when you flush the toilet, it gurgles in the shower. And then several months ago, it stopped gurgling. But now when you take a shower, you smell sewer gas.
Huh.
Yes.
Wow. So you have a ventilation problem, clearly.
Yes.
I mean, some part of the system is not designed correctly. Now, when you hear the gurgling sound, that's because the plumbing system is gasping for air. And when you look at a plumbing system and you have drains that are below the floor, and then if you stand outside and you see these vent pipes that come out through the roof, basically they're supposed to be letting the air in, and they'll vent some sewage gas out, but that stops pressure from building inside the pipes, which is what's happening. That's why you have that gurgling sound. And the fact that you get a sewage gas smell is really bad. So you need some pretty serious inspection work here to figure out what's going on. Is there any chance you can get to the area below this bathroom to see how the pipes are run?
Yes, and I really expected there to be a pipe going up to the ceiling directly from that, but there's not. The plumber came in and put in a, I'm going to call it a longer P-trap or a deeper P-trap.
Right.
And then he also put in a vent there underneath the floor. It doesn't go anywhere. It's just...
It's basically designed to let air in, I think.
Right. The shower's at the end of the system, and then it runs into the toilet, and then the toilet goes on into the sewer. So it's between the toilet and the end of the and the sewer is where that vent is. And he's at a loss. We're at a loss. Are we going to have to go up through the walls and out through the ceiling?
Yeah, I mean, that's the best place because you should be getting plenty of air in there. That, I mean, that first thing, the first clue is that you're still getting a gurgling.
Well, the gurgling has stopped.
Oh, it has stopped. So that vent stopped that?
Yeah.
If you're getting the sewage gas smell, that might be backing up through the vent. Look, the best way to do this is to have the vent go up through the wall, through the attic, and out the roof. That's the way it normally would be done. And if that's not what you have because of this configuration, that's probably what I would try. I would be aiming to try to get there the easiest way possible. And I know it's not that easy because, you know, running plumbing pipes after the house is built is never good. How old is this house?
It's 9 years.
9 years, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what you're going to have to do.
Okay. Does the vent need to be between the shower and the toilet or on the downhill side of
the vent? Would actually probably come out about where it is right now, it would seem to me.
Okay.
But it would go in the wall and up.
Right. Okay.
All right. Well, listen, I hope that helps you out at least a little bit. Good luck with that project, and thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, maybe some things in your garden can be eaten, but have you ever thought about having them shaken or stirred? We're going to have some tips on the most popular plants that you can use for cocktails when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find out what it costs to do your home project before you hire that pro and instantly book one of Angie's top-rated pros for free.
Mark wrote, and he said he recently had a laminate floating floor installed in his bathrooms, but he noticed after the installer left that both toilets are really loose. He says, I'm not sure if this is normal, but it does concern me if they are eventually going to leak. Is there something I can do to fix this? Well, I mean, if the installers just left, like within the last week or two, I would call them back. Well, first of all, understand that toilets may have a tiny bit of movement, and that's okay, right? Because there's a wax seal that's under them that's very thick and squishy, and that will seal out any leaking of water that could occur. Now, if you want to tighten it up yourself, you can tighten the bolts up on either side of the toilet, but be warned, if you make them too tight, the bolts will crack, and now you'll be looking at a very expensive toilet replacement and not just a wobbly toilet. You'll need a whole new one. So you can tighten up a little bit, but don't put any stress on that ceramic base, because if you do, you might just break the toilet. I think he's better off, Leslie, just calling these contractors back and letting them do it. They should know how to handle this without any problems.
Yeah, and they should have done it as part of their completed project. So definitely get them back in.
Yeah, especially if they, like, remove the toilet to install the floor, which they probably did. In fact, I would hope that they did.
Right.
Because otherwise, the seam around the toilet, between the toilet and the laminate, is going to be prone to some deterioration and leaking.
All right, so Mark, pick up the phone. Get them back there.
Well, if you grow vegetables in your garden to eat, that's amazing. But you know what? Some vegetables are better served shaken or stirred. Leslie has tips on the most popular plants for cocktails in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. You know, Leslie, growing fruits and vegetables and maybe making pizza gardens like we talked about earlier in the show, that's great for kids. But if you want to get adults into gardening, you got to make plants for cocktails.
Oh, for sure. This has pandemic project written all over it, you guys. I mean, seriously, growing fruits and herbs for drinks, it's a really fun new approach to your backyard garden. And this time of year, springtime, really is the time that you want to get it going. Now, you can think about adding some zest to seltzer, beer, even cocktails with some homegrown limes. And they can dress up a plain old glass of water, too, or even bring out the floral notes in the finest of alcoholic beverages. Now, limes, you can grow them in pots outside during the summer or even inside your house if you've got a nice bright area when the weather cools down. Another great addition to traditional cocktails is lavender. It really does pair especially well with gin. It helps to bring out the floral elements of gin. And lavender is also incredibly easy to grow. You can grow it in either a garden itself or in a container. And if cocktails are your end goal here with lavender, you want to go with English lavender. That is the sweetest variety. And if alcoholic drinks simply just aren't for you, you can add fruits or herbs from your garden to ice cube trays. It makes the water more flavorful. It gives you eye-catching ice cubes. They really are the perfect touch to any garden party, and it's going to get you and your guests really in the mood for summer. So get together, get outside, do some gardening, and have a nice time.
And speaking of getting together, why not get together around your own DIY backyard fire pit? You know, with just a bit of planning and a trip to your local home center, you can build that fire pit yourself. We're going to tell you how to do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-4.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.